In today's gospel, our Lord is telling us we are wealthy according to how we define wealth, and so he tries to instruct us that the true way to define wealth is whether we have received the grace of God. And he gives the example of the widow, who by worldly standards was a very poor woman, but by God's standards she was the most wealthy of all people, because she chose to give out of her want, that is, to give all she had for the glory of God. And so, while she was poor by worldly standards, she was rich by God's standards because she had a generous heart. And ultimately, the poor widow did what we can all do. Whether we are rich or poor, no matter what our state in life is, what made the poor widow rich was her spirit of sacrifice, that she was willing to sacrifice all she had in order to please God. And so we too, if we have that spirit of sacrifice, are truly wealthy, because we are wealthy according to the standards of God. And we see very clearly in the life of the Holy Family what true wealth is, for they too were a poor family, but they were the wealthiest of all families because they possessed the Christ child. And the Christ child himself shows us this spirit of generosity that he praises in the poor widow today. For he gave his life for our sake, and so he gave all that he had because he gave his sacred humanity entirely for the salvation of the world. And indeed, Our Lady too, even though she was poor, would give up the rights to her child in order that he may be sacrificed. But we see very clearly what happens in this spirit of generosity. For in his poorness, our Lord gave his life for us, and at the first holy sacrifice of the Mass would bequeath to us his second most valuable possession, that is, his mother as our mother. And so, let us go forward as children of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and let us go forward knowing we all have the ability to exercise that spirit of sacrifice, which is true love of God, because we do not count wealth according to the standards of the world, but according to the standards of God. And so, we ultimately, by all our actions and all that we do, seek to gain our eternal home, where the true riches for the soul are, because it is in the kingdom of God, that is, in the heavenly kingdom, that the beatific vision waits for all those who in this life have given themselves generously in a spirit of sacrifice, whose hearts, who may be poor by worldly standards, but are rich by God's standards, because their hearts are generous hearts. And so they see the things of God as the most important possessions to have in this life, because it is only striving to possess them in this life that we can attain them for all eternity in the life to come. And so let us strive like the widow in today's gospel. Let us strive always and everywhere to have those generous hearts and give to God all our efforts, all our thoughts, all our actions, everything we do, let us strive to give to the Lord, so that we are truly poor by worldly standards, but always remaining rich by the standards of Almighty God.
Benedictum fructum ventris tui.